Blog Talk Radio.
You thought I was stable.
Amen, amen. I'm so glad he thought I was worth saving. Amen. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 9. Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you today in the name of Jesus. We're thanking you, Father God, that you thought we was worth saving, Father God, that you sacrificed your life. We just thanking you, Father God, that you look beyond all of our faults and you see our needs, Father God. But we just thanking you for this broadcast. We're thanking you for the listeners and those that participate. We're thanking you for our pastor, Father God. But we just thanking you for everything, Father God. We because this is the will of Christ Jesus concerning each and every one of us, Father God. And we binding up anything to try to come against us, Father God, any negativity, Father God. Anyone just want to throw out just anything that's not Christ-like, we binding it up right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. We're praying for those that are sick and shut in, Father God. We're praying for those that have been attacked by this virus, because we know in your word, by your stripes we are healed if they're believers and they're trusting in God, Father God. But we ask that you would touch them, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you would get the glory, Father God. Lord, be with those who are bereaved today, Father God, for they are going through, Father God. But you said in your word you will keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, Father God. Help us to keep our mind on you, Father God, and not look at social media, Father God, and look at those things around us, but look up to you, Father God, where our help and our strength comes from today, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will be with those that are going through, Father God. You able to make a way out of no way, Father God. For you say you'll supply all of our needs, Father God. And as long as we trust you, Father God, we can depend on you, Father God, because you are a God that cannot die, cannot lie, and will not. And we're going to stand on the promises, Father God, for you have given us so many benefits, those who trust in you today. Lord, bless this broadcast. Bless the review, Father God. Bless those that have the input and have something to share. Be with our pastor. Continue to guide him and direct him, Father God. Keep him strong, Father God. Keep him in good health, Father God. And we just ask that you would just have your way. Open up our hearts and our minds to receive this word. In Christ Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor. Appreciate it. And to all, we are here only by the grace of God. The only reason you're here right now is because of the grace of God.
Amen.
I don't care what you got. The only reason you're here is because of the grace of God. I just want to tell you
Hallelujah.
We've been told how grace is part of God's plan. This is his plan. It was an awesome plan. Awesome plan. Satan thought he had us, but he didn't know God's secret weapon was grace.
Hallelujah.
And understanding the mission this week, you can see why. I know we came up with a lot of different definitions for the word grace, so I'm going to jump right off there, because Friday, that's what we were talking about, some of the definition. So let me say, yes, grace is God's unmerited favor. We have all agreed on, we agree that grace is God's divine favor.
Agreed
on that. And we agreed that favor was freely bestowed upon us.
Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We agree that favor or grace is something you can't pay back. If you can pay it back, you're not operating in grace.
Amen.
See, grace is designed to help those that can't help themselves. Grace is designed to do for you what you can't do for yourself. That's what
grace is designed.
Like we were in sin, and we couldn't get out of sin. And the only way we can get back right with God, God had to use grace. It was his favor. He got us out of jail. Hallelujah.
Say that.
And,
amen.
I also agree that, you know, there was something that the Lord has showed me we agreed on. That I think it was God's free action on behalf of those who are without merit. That's what it was about, yes. And God used grace for our substitute for righteousness. Now, so, I thought Christ is a substitute. He is. But remember what Christ is. Christ is full of grace and truth. Full of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
We discussed
yes,
that too. So if you were
Amen.
Open up Christ, all you're going to find is grace and truth. He's full of it. And I'm
mm-hmm.
a, we didn't discuss this, but since I'm since we're there, I'm gonna tell y'all. I'm gonna tell y'all another little secret. I should wait till next week, but I'm gonna tell you now. Grace came by grace.
Mm. Oh. Ooh. All right. All right.
See, what happened was God found favor in Mary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And blessed
yeah.
and told her that he found favor and he's gonna give her favor among all women. Talking about grace.
Yeah. Yeah.
So grace, he found favor and he gave favor and she became blessed among all women. And we may get into that so I can show it to you in the scripture. But if we understand favor is grace, and that's what God found favor in Mary to let her bring forth grace. Well, anyway, we'll get into that another time. Anyway, we were defining the word grace, and we had a lot of, we said that grace was God's gift, his free gift. That he offered for us for eternal life. It
yeah.
took care of the punishment we should have gotten. Grace took it. God gave us his righteousness. Remember, it was grace that removed the punishment. Grace stood up and said, I got it. I got this.
Mm-hmm. Whew, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And then I came with my own little, I guess, definition for it. And I like this definition. I know it came from the Holy Spirit, because I believe me, I don't have sense enough to come up with stuff. But it came from him, and he told me that grace sees your needs and take care of it because you can't afford it.
Mm. Say that again. Praise God.
So that's what grace is, brothers and sisters. Grace is... My definition, it pretty much he fixed whatever wrong, whatever you got going on, he take care of it. And here's when you know it's grace, because you can't pay for it. You can't pay him back.
Amen.
So you got to understand that now. Grace sees your need. It sees your need, first of all, because I already know it takes care of it, because that's what it does. That's how it operates. So it sees your need, and it take care of it. And you don't have to pay it back.
Hallelujah.
Whatever that is.
Hallelujah.
Now, whatever you're going through, I know I said, well, you know what? Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's get into it. Because there's been so much different kind of teaching of grace that is never or seldom approach from this perspective. Grace is your friend.
Yeah, yeah.
See, grace accepts the fact that you need her.
Mm-hmm. All right,
And it's kind of hard to explain it. That's why I keep getting all these definitions for grace. But let me tell you what, the word grace and gracious can be found almost 200 times in Scripture. The word comes from the Greek word, actually, which means admire. It means, it has a lot of definitions. And it also means thankful, too. With that being said, go back to what we talked about from Monday all the way up to Friday. Because I want to go over all that again. I want to spend this time on review. And if you're here and you want to have a comment on something, please press 1 and we'll get in. Okay. Now, on Monday, I kept some notes this week, brothers and sisters. And then my first note started off by saying, get the right concept about grace, and that is grace that God saw you was worthy, of his grace. Now, you got to start seeing yourself like God see you. No
say
matter
that.
What man think, no matter what man say, but God saw you was worth it. He thought you was worth it.
Yeah.
Sometimes we beat up our, and we, well, I'm no good, and I'm da-da-da-da-da. See, forget all that. God saw the end result. He saw a finished product.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Well, Lord, you can't use me because I don't have a voice. I can't usher. I can't do this, and I can't. See, forget all of that, brothers and sisters. God saw the end result, that you could be like Christ. And it was going to take grace to make that happen. He saw it.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought you was worth
it. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord.
He thought it was worth keeping. How about that one? You was a
keeper. Whew, hallelujah.
Tell somebody, I'm a keeper. Yeah, that means something, man. I'm a keeper.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
That's what grace said. You know what? You're a keeper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we
started
off with John 15:7, and we'll go over that one. Let's see. Evangelist Sharon, are you available?
Yes, Pastor. Good afternoon. I am available.
Good. Thank you. John 15:7, please.
Okay, good afternoon, Pastor Bell, to all the listeners. In John 15:7 in the King James, it reads as follows. I guess I need a new computer.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, anyone who separates from me is dead wood, gathered up and thrown on the bonfire. But if you make yourselves at home with me, and my words are at home in you, you can be sure that whatever you ask will be listened to and acted upon. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
So, here we go. That means that you have to live in grace. So to live in grace is to live in his word.
Yeah.
Remember, Jesus is the Word. Remember John 1, I think we went over that scripture. John 1:14 or John 1:17, I think it was John 1:14, where it says that he is full of grace and truth. Remember that?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
If he's telling us to live in or abide in, to set up residence, he's telling us to live in his grace. See that?
Yeah.
So when you're living in that Word, or abiding in that word, I don't know, Pastor had a good topic a moment ago. I don't know what the subject was, but let me tell you what. Without this grace, you can't live, people. We was kind of kicking around a couple of things. I like what Evangelist Sharon said that one day about oxygen.
Yes, yes. Amen.
I was kicking it around. I think we came to the conclusion that's probably about the best one, because without that oxygen, you got to get out of here, don't you, Pastor?
That's right, Pastor. Can't stay here.
Yeah, and that's the way the word is. That's the way grace is. See, you need that. You got to abide in it. And that's what John 15:7 is saying here. Man, if you don't stay in this, you're going to die.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm.
That's all my information. Right. Okay. Oh, well. All righty then. I lost my screen, y'all. Praise the Lord. Guess what? I learned how to do another one. I know where we was at. Okay. If you will, let's go to Psalm 1:14-17. That's the notes on that.
Mm-hmm.
John 1 in the King James, 14 through 17 reads as follows. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bare witness of him and cried, saying, this was he of whom I spake. He that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness have all we received. Sorry. My screen went. And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace. For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. From the Message Bible, the Word became flesh and blood and moved into the neighborhood. We saw the glory with our own eyes, the one-of-a-kind glory, like Father, like Son. Generous inside and out, true from start to finish. John pointed him out and called, this is the one I told you was coming after me, but in fact was ahead of me. He has always been ahead of me, has always had the first word. We all live off his generous bounty, gift after gift after gift. We got the basics from Moses, and then we got the basics from Moses. Giving and receiving, this endless knowing and understanding, all this came through Jesus the Messiah. Amen. And we didn't have to get that out. Praise God.
The screen went off. Evangelist Sharon was having some difficulties, so we might want to hang out here. Past the screen went out.
It's hilarious. The devil's a liar.
He's a liar. You know, when he says grace, because Christ's full of it. I'm telling you. He's full of it. Full of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like
saying
he's just full of grace and truth. So he didn't leave out the truth. He's full of grace and he's full of truth. And is a conjunction.
Yes,
so he brought it right in. He said, full of this stuff. Grace and truth. I thought that
Thank
was
you.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we discussed this week is that that's one of God's characteristics.
Mm-hmm.
Let me
that's
say
right.
that again. Grace is one of God's characteristics. If you want to identify God, you have to see grace in him. You have to say, you know, yeah, I know that's God because of his grace. Grace is one of God's characteristics. And it should be one of ours as well.
Amen.
If he was full of it, that had to be his characteristics.
That's
but
right.
Satan do not want us to stay in the Word. Because if you stay in the Word, watch this, Evangelist Sharon. If you stay in the Word, you're going to stay in grace.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm. Ooh,
He can keep you out of the Word of God. He'll keep you out of God's grace. Because you ain't going to know where to go to. You ain't in the Word, so hey, you ain't hearing the Word, so then you can't get faith, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So you can't get jacked. You out of it. You just, boom, you out there.
Right. You just out there on the limb.
That was his whole idea with Adam and Eve. If I can get them out that Word, he knew he was getting them out of the grace of God, because he can't live in it.
Right, right. Amen, amen.
See, that's what we learned over there in Zechariah. And we'll go back there too. But Satan, believe me, he wants you out of that Word, and God wants you in it. So God say, abide in it, and Satan say, get out of it.
Battle going on.
Yeah, God, I know now, and the day you eat a, you just going to become wise. So you don't have to do what he say. That's what Satan said. That's what he taught. You don't need to read. You're nothing but a preacher. You don't have to do what he say. Ain't what I said. It's what the Word said. You're obeying the Word
that's
of God.
Right.
So God got people like us to spread the gospel.
Amen.
Yeah. God had to bring this stuff. So the angel Gabriel preach the message to Mary about the favor of God, grace about the about God. So all ever since then, God been preaching grace, grace, grace. That's what Mary received, grace upon grace.
That's
what we received, grace upon grace. So the moment Satan hit you with something, God said, I got some more grace for you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
When you think you down and out, God get ready to pick you right back up again. He got some grace for
you.
Grace upon grace.
Thank you,
Lord. Yes, he does. Thank you. Yes. Hallelujah.
And the Bible says his mercy endure forever. Meaning, God, okay, I got it. But I got some grace, so he used his grace and bring. See, he had mercy first, then he let grace kick in.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
And I'm going to share this with you, too, brothers and sisters. As they found Zechariah in the book of Zechariah 4 and 7, let me say this. Satan don't want you to have this grace. Because God's telling us, live in it. Live in my word, and my word live in you. And I know he said you ask anything you want, but hey, ain't nothing you what you want then is spiritual stuff. You know.
All right.
Yes.
Your desire become different. If a person's on this broadcast and you don't desire more spiritual things, you're on the wrong broadcast. You done tuned into the wrong channel. Or you ain't been on here long enough. But we're spiritual creatures having human experiences.
Yes, we are. Yeah.
Amen, amen. Praise God.
Zechariah 4:4-7, please.
Yes. In the King James, it reads as follows. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shouting, crying, grace, grace unto it. Amen.
Amen. From the Message Bible. So, Big Mountain, who do you think you are? Next to Zerubbabel, you're nothing but a molehill. He'll proceed to set the cornerstone in place, accompanied by cheers. Yes, yes. Do it. Amen.
Amen.
Satan thought he had a whole big mountain. What you think you got going on? You think you got them? Nah. God said, I got grace. See, Satan couldn't see that. He thought he had us.
It's
like his mom.
Like you think you're the big man, huh? You're the big man. You got them. No, I got grace for them.
That's right. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You gotta see that spiritually.
Thank you, Lord.
It's easy to see it from the flesh, and that's why I gave y'all these foundation scriptures, because I wanted y'all to study and get into it. So you'll see that he's talking about Satan right here. Satan doing everything he can, being a bully. He got in. We can do nothing, and yada yada. Man, God said, oh, I got something for him. You ain't no.
Hallelujah.
By my spirit, says the Lord. See?
Cool.
You got to hear that.
Yes, yes.
My spirit.
Yes.
So, and this is one of God's promises. He had promised that it was going to be by his spirit. Satan don't know what's going on. Y'all, he know. He don't know. I can give you a lot of really, when you think about what was going on here, because many people, let me take my time and slow down here. Because Zerubbabel was given the responsibility of rebuilding the temple in Jerusalem in the book of Ezra, the 3rd chapter, 2nd and the 8th verse, and also in the book of Haggai, 1st chapter, 1st verse. And you'll see that. So, having this responsibility to do this, the congregation had waited. And it was as though the big man, and I like to call him Slewfoot, thought that he had this thing and it was going to be built by how he was building it, by his design, and he didn't know God's plan. And God had a plan. And in that scripture, in the 4th chapter, you'll see, but God said, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. That's the key word. By my spirit.
Yeah.
See,
that
God has grace, and Satan didn't know anything about it. See, you got a lot of folks right now think it's by might. They think it's by education. They think it's by a lot of things. But the church is built by God's spirit, man.
Amen, amen.
See, if you could see this from the spiritual side, here is man trying to take credit for what God's doing. They're building big buildings and all this stuff. And God said, it ain't by might. It's by my spirit that I'm building my church.
Amen, yes.
Not prevail. See, you got to see this thing. They thought that because of their might, their knowledge, and all of that, that they was building this temple and the people was going to return. Rather than get into all the story part of it, I want you to see that, brother and sister, you got people out here right now. And then we read that two over there where they was just straight stupid. Was that in the book of Titus? Yeah, let's run over there right quick. I think that was. I know we kind of ahead of things, but over in Titus 3, 4, and 5, because we did cover that. So.
Excuse me. Pardon me, please. In Titus 3, 4, and 5, it reads as follows in the King James. But after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible, it wasn't so long ago that we ourselves were stupid and stubborn, dupes of sin, every which way by our glands, going around with a chip on our shoulder, hated and hating back. But when God, our kind and loving Savior God, stepped in, He saved us from all that. It was all his doing. We had nothing to do with it. He gave us a good bath, and we came out of it new people, washed inside and out by the Holy Spirit. Our Savior Jesus poured out new life so generously. God's gift has restored our relationship with him and given us back our lives. Amen, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I pray y'all can see that spiritually. You got folks right here building buildings, erecting sanctuary, and they think because they did this, they done did God's work. Man, you ain't built nothing for God. And then they going right here foolish too. The Bible said they were disobedient.
Yeah.
Even. They were just being lust of pleasure so they can brag about my church. Brag about crazy stuff. I'm gonna tell you. You're going to have to stick to the word of God, period. Or you're going to be embarrassed, just like Paula White. She was embarrassed. She got up there and did all that praying about God sending spirits from Africa, and they're going to come and help Trump win. Don't be lying to God.
Have mercy, Lord.
They told all them lies on God. And she's going to have to repent for that. And she'd be glad to do it publicly. And she better do it quickly.
Yes. Amen.
And the reason I'm telling you that is because some people are just stupid and stubborn.
And
they want to put their people ahead of everything else. Do that, brothers and sisters. I mean, I ain't trying to bring politics into it, but here Trump was supposed to came to Georgia to help Purdue and Lawford, and he said about two words about them people. He spent the rest of his time trying to make the world believe he got cheated out of the election, and everybody know the guy an ounce of sense. He lost. He got fired. I'm going to go to Florida and lay up in one of your hotels and get over it.
No, that's right, Pastor.
Yeah.
I'm telling you this is because you got folks who won't get over stuff. It's like they think, boy, if I don't go to church, God going to crucify me. That would be a lie. Get over it.
Thank you for deliverance, Lord.
Yes. And you know what? And see, here's what hurts, brothers and sisters. Now, I just keep it real for you. Sometimes God gonna, and he don't start doing this already. I'm telling you that right now. He don't start uprooting. He don't start dividing. See, God all about his word. I mean, I understand you got children. I understand you got grandchildren. I understand you got a mom. I understand all this stuff. God said, right now, this time, this end time, you're going to either follow him or you're not.
All right.
It's getting ready to show up where the rubber meet the road. It's getting ready to get there. Two going to be house top. One going to be taken, the other not. You're going to see Christ said, now, I didn't come to bring two mothers and daughters. I come to separate them. I didn't come to bring father and son. I come to separate them. The scripture, man.
Yeah,
you think this gonna happen? You don't think it's gonna happen? You think he lied? No.
Have mercy.
And to show you another thing, too, that we're living in the last days. Here, God have allowed the slave owner, the slave that built the White House. Their generation curse been lifted to wherein the very ones that built it that never was supposed to have been to the top have risen to the top.
Mm.
But
all
if
right
you don't
now.
See the picture, you're going to miss it. Yeah. Hey, Miss Harris ain't no joke.
Mm-hmm.
Harris, no, brother and sister, that's real, man. That black woman didn't get up in there. That's on her own. God's grace has been moving all along.
Yes.
Yes.
And he said, in these last days, your sons and daughters shall rise. Mm-hmm. And God has given power to women. I mean, these women ought to be shouting right about now. Because God is letting women come to power like never, ever before in one of the most prejudiced places on the face of the earth, and that's in America.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I ain't trying to preach this stuff, but I'm telling you, man, hate and all that stuff, it was in there. But in America, it was deep. British, I mean, just look all around the globe where women is in power, even
mm-hmm.
in China.
Yeah.
But America had been real slow.
Mm-hmm.
Allowing the women to come to power. Well, it ain't going to stop the word of God because he said in these last days. I know I'm getting a bit out. Let me get back. But I just want you to know you got to start saying this thing spiritually.
Yeah.
He is the one that's putting our lives together, brothers and sisters. It's God.
Yes.
He reminds us what God did for us as a people.
Yes.
Because, you know, once we was ignorant, but we're not like that. We care more about God's word than these buildings. Everybody graduated to that place. Ooh, holla, man, you ought to be shouting. If you graduated and you really know that there's a difference and you're not trying to make excuses.
Because,
I got a lot of people I talk to. Yeah, but, Pastor, yeah, but. Ain't no but. You're going to either accept what God done did or you're not.
Amen.
Remind me of when women were trying to preach. Yeah, I know it ain't no different between the women and the men. But, you know, God put a man to do the pastoring. I mean, that's all that old goofy stuff.
Mm-hmm,
rubbish.
Mm-hmm.
Rubbish.
Yeah.
Done you, man. I know God. He's fed up with it. Because I'm fed up with it. Take the shackles off. Let the people be free.
Yeah.
Stop
lying.
By the grace of God. Yeah, but you got to do this. You ain't got to do nothing when it comes to the grace of God. You ain't got to add nothing. You ain't got to wait nothing. Matter of fact, grace don't need your help.
All right. Amen.
Grace of us.
Amen. Yes, to the
God's sign toward humanity, toward the human race, and not just one race.
Mm-hmm.
See, and in order for what God had to say the whole world, he had to allow Jesus or his grace to be spread for the whole world. Doesn't matter who you are, where you are, or where you're at, you could be saved.
Because
God had us. And the only way he can restore this relationship, it's through grace. So that's why he gives us grace upon grace. Anybody have anything they want to share? Because I said I was going to start cutting off a little early because just like Pastor said, boy, I get going. She had to, Pastor. So, I'm going to pack it down and see if anybody had something that they got this week that they want to share. And the floor is open. The door is open. So whatever scripture you got and you got something out of you want to share, because I got a whole bunch of stuff I need to get, need to share. So, but I'm not, it's okay because mine can be shared tomorrow and the next day. Then I may go in there and share it to myself. So you don't have to worry about that. Just whatever you got, bring it forth.
Amen. Praise God. Well, Pastor, we were talking about that grace, and I was looking at Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 14.
Okay.
If Sandra or Sharon would like to read that for us.
Yes, Pastor. Titus chapter 2.
Yes.
11 through 14.
Yes.
Titus, mm-hmm. Okay. I can get it up here. Okay, yes. Titus 2, 11 through 14, in the King James, it reads as follows. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify mm-hmm. unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. So that was bringing that grace out. I'm going to read it from the Message Bible. It says, God's readiness to give and forgive is now public. Salvation available for everyone. We're being shown how to turn our backs on a godless, indulgent life and how to take on a God-filled, God-honoring life. The new life is starting right now and is whetting our appetite for the glorious day when our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, appears. He offers himself as a sacrifice to free us from a dark, rebellious life into this good, pure life, making us a people he can be proud of, energetic in goodness. Amen, amen.
Amen, hallelujah. I love the message.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I wanted to share that with us today, Pastor, when he was talking about grace on Friday. That I just happened to look over and I have it highlighted. I said, oh, yeah. So it just ties in with the grace. And I just thank God for his grace. Amen.
Amen.
Awesome. Awesome. See, Pastor, I always do this to me because I'm thinking about people. This is the power we live by. As Christians, we have to mm-hmm. depend. That's like our oxygen. So, see, when
yeah.
I see that,
yeah.
that's what I see right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I see.
Amen.
From the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen.
And I see how
Thank
God
you.
Rescued us through his grace.
Yeah.
Therefore,
Thank
we
you,
can't live like we used to live, or we can't live based on the world standards. We have to live
yeah.
on his grace.
Amen.
Amen.
When he talks yeah. about looking forward or this hope, I like that for the simple fact that, brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you, we can look forward to that blessed hope. And that blessed
mm-hmm.
hope is grace. Because that's what got us out of trouble. So we got something to look forward to.
Amen.
I know it says that glorious appearance of that great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Mom, we look unto him now. The author
that's
and
right.
finish our faith. We have to look now. You have
mm-hmm.
to look at that faith. And, I mean, you have to look at it, the grace through faith. You have to see it like that.
Amen. Amen.
I just thank God for Pastor bringing that up, bringing it out. I want to say over there in if she could read that out of God's Word, it is just so rich, man.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Pastor, let me get pulled up here. Okay. And then from God's Word, 11 through 14. I'm in the right chapter, because all right, praise God. After all, God's saving kindness has appeared for the benefit of all people. It trains us to avoid ungodly lives filled with worldly desires so that we can live self-controlled, moral, and godly lives in this present world. At the same time, we can expect what we hope for, the appearance of the glory of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ. He gave himself for us to set us free from every sin and to cleanse us so that we can be his special people who are enthusiastic about doing good things. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. I pray that people are encouraged when they read this scripture, because that says a whole lot, man. And I just one part jumped out at me when she said, after all. Man, that just, whoo, Lord, I'm, see, it's some little thing that does something to me.
Amen. Amen.
After all, we're no longer slaves to sin now. After all, God doesn't deliver us from the storm. After all, we don't have to please the old taskmaster that we used to have. After all, God's saving kindness had gotten us out of that stuff. And look at the benefit we got from it.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
People, God didn't make no difference if you were black or white, Jew or Gentile. None of that stuff matter.
It was Amen.
No one that have controlling over the other. But anyone else, I don't want to cheat nobody out of that. Anyone else. I had all these scriptures in the book of Acts I wanted to go to. I had a bunch of stuff I wanted to get to, but I promised God. I said, Lord, I'm going to make sure I put time for it's our review.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Amen.
It's God's will, brothers and sisters, that we have a relationship with God's grace.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
How do you think he wants you to live in his grace? Because he wants you to have a relationship. How you going to have a relationship without fellowship?
Amen.
Did I say that?
Yes, Pastor.
You can't have a relationship if you're not planning on fellowshipping. You got to get some understanding here.
That's right.
Amen. Can I get one more amen?
Amen.
You got to have a fellowship so you can get through the relationship. And God wants us to have a relationship with grace. Forget about, well, you know, I got a personal relationship with Jesus. Okay, good. Everybody else do too, because he died for the whole world. So that supported the whole world. Now, do you have a relationship with his grace? Do you know the difference?
All right. Now.
So that
all right.
Was, you know. We left off in the book of Acts, but we'll pick it up because that's where the relationship with grace starts. And Peter makes sure. That's why he tells us that may the grace of God be with you. He wants you to have a relationship with grace. In the book of Revelation, as they close, they bid you to stay in the grace of God. Keep that relationship going.
Amen.
You know, some people, they done kiss and they gone. But God wants us to have a relationship, brothers and sisters.
All right. Say that now.
Yeah. But anyway.
Amen.
Just have anything else, and we'll get into that. The relationship with grace starts tomorrow.
Praise God.
If not, we'll see you all on tomorrow.